To their surprise, the two of them became good friends. They would stay up till late at night talking and laughing. Every meal was spent together. The woman showed him around her palatial grounds and the surrounding forest, and they would spend the days hunting. Days turned into weeks, and weeks turned into months. Without realizing it, their friendship turned into love, and the king and woman got married. However, one day, the king finally said, "My queen, I need to go back to my kingdom. My kingdom cannot be left alone without a ruler. Please come back with me." While his wife loved him immensely, she turned him down as she did not want to leave her home. However, she made him a promise that he would come back to visit her again. While he was sad to leave her, he knew he had to do the right thing. He swore to his queen that he would come back as much as he could to visit her. With that, he departed for Pajajaran. When he arrived at Pajajaran, Prabhu Siliwangi's people celebrated his homecoming with much fanfare. However, having left his kingdom on its own for so long, there is so much work to be done.